They, unless they kept them greased real well, you could hear them coming. Yeah. Well, you know, metal rubbing against metal. And a lot of the times, if they were worn a little bit, it was hard to keep grease in them, and you could usually hear them crying a good long way, especially if they had a load on them, you know.
When you went to the mill, you didn't take a full load, did you?
Oh, you mean carry corn to the mill?
Yeah, you just take a...
Oh, I'd take a big sack. It'd hold about 100 pounds of sugar or more. I had a meal sack that would hold a bushel to a bushel and a half of shell corn, you know. And sometime I'd go in a buggy, but most of the time I'd put it up and I'd get up in the saddle and someone would hand the sack of corn up and I'd put it between the horn and saddle and myself and go to the mill. Usually the miller would help me get that sack off and help me get it back on to go back home with it.
How young you were.
Huh. So.
You put your feet in the...
Sometimes if I couldn't take those stirrups up enough, you put your feet in the leather that had the stirrup, you know, to it, if you were so short. And sometimes those men's saddles, you couldn't take the stirrups up enough, so you just put your feet in the leather there, that strap that held the stirrup on, rather than put your foot in the stirrup.
You held on to the
horn of the saddle.
Yeah, well, you had the horse coming back and had...
You either sat on top of the sack or it was right in front of you. Of course, a lot of them would maybe go on a mule and just put a blanket or something, a piece of cloth up there and put the sack up on top of the mule's back and you'd go crawl up on there without a saddle or anything, you know, and ride. The mule was gentle and wouldn't buck with you. You'd carry a sack of corn.
You put a bridle on?
Yeah, a bridle on.
And you'd hold on to the...
Just a bridle and that sack, hold that sack up, they'd be sure it didn't fall off.
To the bridle.
It tend to slide either way, you know. If you wasn't careful, you sure had to watch that. You had to stay awake.
Yes,
if it fell off, well, you were really in trouble because you weren't large enough to pick it up, put it back up there.
Yeah, that's true. Well, somebody come along in the road.
Yes. Or go home, get someone to help you load it again, put it back up there. Of course, you usually go to the post office. You once a week, you did well to do that, you know.
Yes.
Maybe you went to mail same time. I went to the post office once a week, picked up the mail. Other than what you were told by word of mouth, you know, you did well to get just a weekly newspaper to find out what was going on in the world and county and state.
Yeah. Did you have trouble keeping up with relatives that were far away?
Yes, that was sad. So many of them would leave, and so many of them were so illiterate.